This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
وكيف الشيخ فضل إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure and honor for me once again to share with you another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will read the hadith in Arabic, translate and explain some of its beautiful meanings for us to enhance and increase our understanding of Islam and to beautify our practice, inshallah. Inna ad-deena yusrun wa lan yushadda ad-deena ahadun illa ghalaba. فَسَدِّدُوا وَقَارِبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالْغَدْوَةِ وَالرَّوْحَى وَشَيْءٍ مِنَ الدُّلُجَةِ. الرَّاوِي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح البخاري. Indeed, religion is easy. Whoever makes religion hard, it will defeat him. So stick to the middle course. Try to come close and be cheerful and seize the best hours of morning and evening and a little time during the late part of the night. Narrator is Abu Huraira, and source is Sahih al-Bukhari, of course. It is also recorded by other canonical compilers of traditions. This is a critical tradition that teaches us the nature of Islam, how to approach it, what to avoid, how best to practice it. First and foremost, the Prophet wants us to know that Islam is a simple religion. It's easy to practice because it is free of the rigid rules and rituals that is characteristic of many other religions. This is a point reiterated in the Quran. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah intends ease for you and not harsh. مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجَعْلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. It is not Allah's will to burden you. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. It is Allah's will to lighten your burdens, for humankind was created weak. And once again, in Surah 22, verse 78, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِي هُوَ جِتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Strive for the cause of Allah in the way He deserves. For it is He who has chosen you and laid upon you no hardship in the religion, the way of your forefather Abraham. Although the same was the case with previous revelations, as religion had been easy and simple, but they had been corrupted by men who arrogated to themselves the divine powers. So, of course, introduce rigid rules and regulations so that it is very next to impossible for people to live according to religion. Therefore, Allah sent His last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to restore the pristine form of religion Hence, Allah's, hence the Prophet's words, Bu'istu bil Hanifiyati Samha. I have been sent by Allah to revive the pristine nature of Abraham. The authenticity of Islam is reflected in its essential beliefs and practices. What are the basic beliefs of Islam? Symbol, belief in the oneness of Allah, belief in the angels, scriptures, prophets, the last day and the divine will. And of course, the fundamental pillars of Islam are prayer, fasting and Hajj. All of these are simple and easy to retain and practice. Furthermore, if there is hardship, the law is relaxed. Al-mashakkatu tajlibu taysir. For example, if water cannot be used for ghusl or wudu, then of course you resort to tayammum, ablution, symbolic ablution with the dust, with the sand or the earth. Those unable to fast are excused. If they are sick, they can skip the fast and make up later, but if they are sick and never recover, they pay fidya. Hajj is obligatory only on those who can afford it. And only it's obligatory only once in a lifetime. And if a person cannot pray standing, he can pray sitting. If he cannot sit, then he can still pray while lying on his side. The Prophet advises us against rigidity and extremism. He wants us to approach religion in a good spirit, cheerful, and be assured of glad tidings, and to take to the practice easy, step by step. Instead of overexerting ourselves, the Prophet wants us to stick to the path of moderation. There is no need to torture ourselves to seek the pleasure of Allah. One can reach the goal by seizing the best hours when you have the best energy. Your energy level is high. Make use of that time. And of course, he gave us the example of a traveler. You know, when they travel in the desert, you know, the wise travelers are those who seize the best time when they have the energy. Early morning, late hours of the day, and the final hours of the night. This is the way they travel, and by traveling in those hours when they have the best of energy, they will reach the destination easily. So the same is the case. The Prophet warned us to follow that method in the practice of our religion. We will make religion hard, we will eventually end up giving it up altogether. He said, halakal mutanatyun. Woe to those who practice rigidity. Once he was delivering a khutbah and he saw a man standing in the sun. Prophet was shocked. Why this man is standing in the sun? You know, the heat there, 46 sometimes, 50. Why he was doing that? He was told that Abu Israel, he made a vow, nazar, to fast and stand in the sun and not to talk to anybody. He thought this is a way of torturing himself to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ordered him to sit in the shade, talk to people, and complete his fast. So you see, this is a method of fasting some people followed in other religions, but Islam abolished that practice. Likewise, during his journey for Hajj, he saw an elderly man refusing to ride, take a ride. Instead, he wants to walk. He cannot walk properly, so he's crawling on his way with the help of two other men. The Prophet advised him he shouldn't do that. He should take a ride. And he reminded him that Allah doesn't want him to torture himself. On another occasion, he came to the masjid and he saw, surprised to see, a rope tied between two pillars of the mosque. He asked, what is this rope doing here? He was told, it is placed by your wife Zainab. She was a very pious woman. She wanted to pray long, standing, reciting long. So when she gets tired, she holds on to that rope. The Prophet said, untie the ropes. Everyone should only pray according to their level of energy. And he should take rest. They should take rest when they are exhausted or tired. So lessons we learn from this beautiful hadith is Islam is simple and easy to follow. And we must stick to the path of moderation, avoiding both extremes, right and left. Too little and too much. No, path of moderation. There is no merit in torturing or exerting ourselves to seek the pleasure of Allah. We ought to shun rigidity, hair splitting, and excessive questioning. People bring up unnecessary questions to make things difficult. When you ask more, you will make religion difficult. To stick to the path of moderation and apply common sense, we should see the best time to engage in worship when our energy level is high. When there is hardship, genuine hardship, the relaxation follows. But of course, hardship doesn't mean that you shouldn't wake up for Fajr. You should go to bed early and wake up. So that's not hardship. That the relaxation should not apply there. Allah allows us to make use of His allowances, rukhas, because there is azima, the strict order, the first order, and then there is rukhsa, because of hardship, the law is relaxed. So Allah wants us to make use of the rukhas, allowances He has allowed, even as He wants us to carry out His strict orders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the simplicity and the beauty of this beautiful religion that Allah has revealed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us to learn it and practice it as best as we can. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto. Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.